Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I mean, it's not everybody. It's just in and out of the huddle, like approaching the line of scrimmage. I want us to operate faster. I mean, I think once the ball is snapped, I think you do see good effort. It's all that pre-snap stuff.
There is Matt LaFleur earlier this week talking about lack of energy, lack of effort, and his concern about the Packers' first-string offense. It's a Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, see Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela producing, and on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, live from Green Bay, getting ready for Packers and Texans tonight in Lambeau Field. He is Mike Clemens. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hey, guys.
Okay, Mike, so first things first, his concern about this Packers offense. You've seen this offense for years with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback with Mike McCarthy. Does it look like any type of lack of urgency to you compared to what you've watched in years past?
No, it's the consistency of the way the huddle, the command of the huddle, how quickly they break. He wants them to run to the line. Sometimes they do quick snap. They've got fast motion. They want to get the play going a lot quicker. And there's times where, and it's not necessarily on Aaron Rodgers doing his old, you know, Omaha, let's read the defense and have an audible change necessarily that's going on. He's just trying to get through to these guys. Everybody's got to pick it up. Getting to the line, getting set, and ready for a quick snap is what the message he wants the offense to put on the defense every time. He doesn't want the defense to think that there's going to be time to make a substitution.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is this a situation where, kind of like in basketball, you know, there's a goal of how many shots you want to get up in a basketball game for an offense? Is there a number of plays that LaFleur is trying to achieve on a game-to-game basis, and that's why he is so anxious to get these guys to the line of scrimmage as soon as they can?
Oh, that's a pretty good question. You know, I remember McCarthy saying he'd like to get to 75 plays a game, too. That might be part of it as well. Now, I just think LaFleur is trying to change the culture from a standpoint of, defenses are keen enough to make substitutions before the play clock runs down that can negate the play. And that, you know, you, in order to create confusion, you've got to get the ball off faster. And LaFleur was also saying this, just about what he wants to see tonight from backup quarterback, from DeShone Kizer and Tim Boyle. Stop. You know, if you don't see the first read and you start to roll out and you're in the flats, stop trying to go to four different progressions or overthinking it. Just pre-snap, say, you know, one and two, these are probably pretty good. And then just try and make the play. Stick with it. Be decisive. And you'll probably be just as effective than if you try to take a play to 4 or 5 seconds holding the ball in your hand and trying to make a completion or ending up having to just throw the ball away.
Yeah, Mike, who are the guys that you're going to be looking at? Not so much as for your job, just for media, just Mike Clemens, the I Am Football, know more than anybody. Who are you looking for? For me, Kyle Fackler, I want him to build off of last year. And for me, on offense, is Scantling. Scantling has to separate himself. So people won't keep talking about this Jake Kumerow stuff. Because if he doesn't separate himself, Jake Kumerow will get a lot of his targets. And he may be on the verge of not making a team in the future. So Scantling has to separate on offense. And I want to see Kyle Fackler separate himself on defense.
Well, it'd be fun to see DeShone Kizer, who's got a gun, you know, to actually connect on one.
There's any bullets in it. You know you got a gun, but there's any bullets in it.
Well, he's not a consistent, and I think when LaFleur was talking about quarterbacks, he was talking about Kizer too. You know, Kizer can make some great, nice, steady plays over the middle. Occasionally he can hit one deep, and there's other times when he stands back there and he just looks lost with the ball and he's not decisive. Tim Boyle seems to get the ball out of his hands a little bit faster. He's just not the big, tall, physical quarterback that Kizer is. So that's why they've got this head-scratching thing going on. And Manny Wilkins is a guy who's going to run around and scramble in the fourth quarter and probably make some exciting Taysom Hill kinds of plays, but I don't know if, you know, he's up for, you know, winning the job as the backup to Aaron Rodgers. I'm hoping that Rashawn Gary makes a statement tonight, and I'll line it up outside 52. The Texans are trying to reinvent their offensive line. Deshaun Watson got sacked 62 times last year, you know, which led the league. Of course, he carries the ball a lot as well. But they got to do a better job protecting him. They've got some new guys on offensive line tonight. They got this Max Scantling guy that went to high school here in Green Bay that folks up here are excited about. But yeah, I think Rashawn Gary making some big plays. That Mike Clemens, the fan, would have some fun seeing that. But in terms of, you know, really, I think the list of things to do is you got to find a third running back and pretty quick. I don't know what's going on with Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, but you know, you say the word hamstring and running back and I get nervous.
Well, and the Packers waived Corey Grant today, one of the running backs they had just picked up. He's already gone.
Picked up one yesterday too off of waivers, and they got rid of Jason Spriggs. And but they've got to, and Trey Carson, the guy that they picked up from the Bengals, he had neck spasms, so I don't know if he's going to dress. So it's really on Dexter Williams, the sixth-round pick out of Notre Dame. And I thought during family night that Dexter had made a couple of nice plays in blitz pickup, and I asked LaFleur about it Sunday morning. He says, yeah, I don't think you saw the film. He did not finish in those pass protection blocks. So they've got all those kinds of things that they're thinking about right now, about what they need for a third running back if, you know, Jamal or Aaron Jones go down. They need a guy that can pass protect as well as run the football 48% of the time. Now, this Danny Vitale guy, this dude seems to have made the team as a fullback, and he's really versatile. But you've got to have a third running back if you're going to run the offense I think LaFleur wants to run.
All right, other moves today as well. The Packers waive former draft pick outside linebacker Kendall Donerson with the injured label on it to left, come to a settlement with him.
Yeah, Kendall, too, didn't show much last year, got injured early in camp, has been on the sidelines for the whole part of camp. And this is a little bit different. This is not Ted Thompson saying, oh, the poor kid, you know, let's give him another chance there. Like Jason Spriggs, you know, 3 years of injuries. Of course, you know, you used a second-round pick and drafted up to get him. Can I tell you a quick Jason Spriggs story?
Sure.
Do you remember I told you that I was on a show with Bill Pullian, a network radio show, and this was 2 years ago at this time in camp, and Spriggs was coming back for a second year, and out of nowhere, Bill Pullian goes, well, Mike, let me ask you about this offensive tackle, Jason Spriggs, out of Indiana. What do you make of him? And I said, well, you know, he's had some injuries. I said, you know, on paper, this looks like a guy who could be a starting tackle within a year or two because of his height, his bone structure, but the feet still aren't there in terms for pass protection, and he's had some problems with injuries. And there's this pause, and Bill Pullian said, yeah, I think Ted made a reach there. I didn't understand that pick at all. And I thought that was – I was so impressed. That, you know, maybe it's because Bill is Indianapolis-based and maybe he watches Hoosier football, or just the fact the guy still, you know, runs a draft board, knows everybody. But he thought that Ted was way over his head in trading up in the second round to get a guy like Jason Spriggs, who he thought was just an average football player in college. So now here we are 3 years later. Remember, the end of the year before last, he dislocated a knee. They had to cart him off of that, but fortunately got through without surgery. But the first day they put on shoulder pads here in this camp, as Balaga needed a veteran's rest day, he pulls this muscle in his back, and he's been out, you know, since the first day in pads. And at this point, Brian Gutekunst says, I am not waiting 3-4 years for these guys. If you can't play, you're gone. And he's waived them, and they've moved on.
It's just crazy. The Packers also bring in another safety, a familiar face, Michael, back to the Packers camp.
They were high on Ibrahim Campbell last year, and I think he played in about 4 games. He blew out his knee, an ACL, I believe it was on special teams, but there was a pretty good buzz on that guy at safety. And, you know, Kentrell Bryce went down, and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix got bounced out of the team and traded to the Redskins. And so that safety is still a big question mark tonight, Lee. I mean, you got Adrian Amos back there. Darnell Savage Jr., you use his second pick in the second round. They're gradually bringing him back. Now, he's projected to be your starter when you go up against the Chicago Bears in prime time. But the kid that's getting a lot of snaps, I think you'll see again tonight, is this number 21, Natrell Jamison from the Badgers, that they've moved from corner. I see Mike Pettine letting him go single high. I mean, they trust this kid's judgment so far and how he plays the ball. So between him and then the very stocky, you know, built Raven Green.
Yeah, Raven. I asked about Raven Green. How was it? He's been getting a lot of mentions from the coaches.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Pettine uses him as that hybrid linebacker guy to move up too, because of his build and that kind of thing. So, there's still a big question mark there after Adrian Amos and Savage, I guess, eventually will be there. But they, you know, safety gets beat up and they need another couple there, and that's still a big question mark for tonight. And so we'll see. Deshaun Watson's going to play a couple of series, I think. J.J. Watt is not. He's got a groin injury. Oh, God, this is the bad part, though. So A.J. McCarron is there on the sidelines talking to Jordy Nelson when Jordy came to practice the other day, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. These two guys were together, you know, with Derek Carr and the Raiders for Jordy's year with the Raiders. So McCarron's now the number two quarterback in Houston, and later in Tuesday's practice, he jacks his right thumb on his throwing hand.
Mm-hmm.
They think he's going to miss the rest of the preseason. Do you know who's playing quarterback for most of the game tonight for the Texans, Sparky?
Who?
Joe Webb.
Ugh, Vikings fame.
Yeah, Joe Webb.
That guy? Yeah. Well, you know, I think it was Leslie Frazier. He'd run out of bullets. Christian Ponder had an elbow. It was a wild card playoff, a Lambeau. Packers easily won 24-10. Joe Webb, he's like a special teams guy. He's played some quarterback and all. He's played on all different sides of the football. He played for the Ravens. He's 32 years old. He may be taking most of the snaps at quarterback tonight for the Texans. That's going to be a long night.
Hey, how much do you make out of the depth chart, Mike Clemens, that was put out today, where Kumerow is 3 and Geronimo Allison is 4, St. Brown is like 7 or 8 or something on that depth chart? What do you make of that first depth chart from the Packers?
I think that reflects what we see in practice, Sparky. I mean, Kumerow is a go-to guy. And LaFleur, you know, doesn't call out players by name. He's calling out Jake Kumerow by name. I mean, right now, if you had to play a real game tomorrow, this guy's got the trust of Aaron Rodgers and apparently the head coach. So, you know, he looks bigger. He's bigger in person. He's 6'4", and he's tough. You know, he jammed his finger the other night in family night, still caught a couple of balls after that, and got through the practices the last couple of days. They're pretty high on this guy.
Beautiful. There he is, Mike Clemens, live from Green Bay. You can hear some of his stuff tonight as well in the Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show, live from Hinterland Brewery with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson. Have a good evening. Enjoy the game, Mike.
Thank you, Sparky and Leroy.
There he is, Michael Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. No further than call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.